full series. And I know some of you, well, remember the lesson we talked about with things, how we fill our lives to find different types of boxes in our we are focused on, you know, relationships, whether it's fine, supposed to do with my life, whether it's you name it, we have a box. And it's interesting how we continue to gather hopes that we will meet in life. Well, the idea is fulfillment to be found in Jesus Christ. Marks the end of that series. Open ourselves up. We can experience the thing. We begin. Let's open up in prayer. And that we let's pray. Our dear, thank you for this moment in time. Today, we have so many people from all walks of life come for one reason alone, to worship the name of Jesus, worship you, to know you, experience you. Lord, I pray that as we leave, that we would encourage each other strong in our faith this week. We're hurting inside. Some of us have difficulties they realize. People in here who need to hear a word. Help us to be that, to be. We end this conversation as we prepare for the next one. Help us to Christ, to say no to the things of, and yes to the things of God. We love you in Jesus' name. We are full. I know all of us want. I know that we want to let him work in us. The time. One, our series has been this busy, demanding. I came across this fascinating, but this is what it's called. It's active laziness. This is what it says. It consists of compulsive activity left to confront the real issue. In lives, we will see clearly so-called responsible, called irresponsibilities come up. This is interesting. One problem to housekeeping. That's interesting. We tell ourselves we want to spend of life, but they're never make our lives so hectic. Slightest risk of for some of us, yeah, what we might find guilty. Are you full? And to sum up, this decision is that maybe we find out why God is. If we look inside of who our lives and what we're already full. Finding connection and fullness in God is slowing. They talked about prayer. How important that is to make God, slowing down find from the world. And finally, how we can put scripture and on our mind, our heart that we might not sin. Which brings us to today. And I realize it's been a little difficult. I realize how much I need God. I realize how much God has, how much he continues. Learning how much I've given to God and how much the world to take. You ever thought about that? How much the world to take? Because the world, it's so, it never from us. I mean, everything from anyone. And there are times when, I, a good friend of mine, the idea of denying yourself. And he was in ministry, and he's talking to me about that he had his teenagers do away with this, they had to do away with this and that. I thought to myself, okay, I have to do without, right? There are things, why? Because, well, we're young, don't have the jobs. Right? You can't do with that because, you know, things that your parents have. And I said to my friend, I said, we can do most everything. What self? The age of 21 on, what have we denied ourselves? We have to deny ourselves anything. Money for this or that. For the most part, if we want it bad enough. I started thinking to myself, I said, hey, what do we deny ourselves? It really, one to do without. Ask my wife. I get it honest. My dad, he was a hard, because if he wanted something, he bought it. Well, we decided we were going to do without. We were going to become vegetarians. How many of you have tried that? Okay, good. I'm very encouraged. I'm not alone. And the thing, for a couple months, and we were not, weight was not, even exercising a little bit. No meat. You know what? It turns out that when the only diet is this, it is a fake preach story. To deny yourself. Forget is that whenever we good to replace that Thanksgiving week, and I'm talking about denying it. This is the I'm talking about this. Preparing for this lesson is preparing about two passages. Is Jesus in the wilderness for finished getting baptized, and he 40 days. He's at the end of it, whenever sick his fast, he shall not live by bread alone. Word that comes from the then I think about Jesus and I die. I tell you, you know. Have you ever completely dependent on God? Maybe it's a health crisis. Maybe it's just difficult. Have you found where you are completely willingly or unwillingly? I cannot answer that because I don't often put my, I'm American, self. 9. Now, if you've ever read Luke on in this particular chapter, it starts out when Jesus sends out the 12 and he says, don't take it, completely dependent on the strangers. So go, and then see a couple, and they are ecstatic. People, things have happened, and they just want to, let's go away to Bethsaida. Well, they're not alone. Follow them. And so here they are, thousands of people, and send these guys away, and we've helped them, but they don't have any. Jesus says, we'll feed them. God will take care of you. They're depending on me. Let's take care of 5,000 people. Tons left over. And that great moment, and he says, well, some people say you're on the Baptist, and the Messiah. That's an interesting moment. Peter gets it right. Serious? Didn't say, yeah, you're right. All right, good. He says in verse 23, let's read. He said to them all, be my disciple and take up their cross daily. For whoever wants to lose, what good is it for someone to gain or forfeit their very self? This is not the response. I'm thinking, finally gets it right. Get an A in your test. All right, let's tell him. Jesus says, well, not really. Is to deny yourself. Here is he's telling us that to know, you may recognize Jesus as Christ. God is to know how to. When I read this, I feel entitled to. None of them is not in my vocabulary. Well, as we've done, brought some people up to interview. Sermon for a moment, and I'm going to bring up John. Guys, I've asked them to do, this is interesting. He said yes to this, and do it together. So come on up. Right here, that's great. And I'm just, y'all. Just for you guys, just to introduce yourself, and go in here, and then we will questions.
Johnny, in here, somewhere in that neighborhood. There's two that are in one that's sitting over there. We really enjoyed this.
That's time, and from y'all are both pretty big. Y'all have pretty demand and pretty demanding kids, right? Okay, so I asked them. Well, you,
he asked us, if we would be willing to give a period of time. And so, two things, mostly because we couldn't agree. So we went without no TV,
anything
like
technological.
That.
Yeah,
we did a fast. We did a
good. Okay, good. Now, whenever I ask you to do this,
hungry, apprehensive about the student really made me nervous.
And him, I said. She said, "Well, what do I want? I want him to do without?" Worked it all out. So that was good for you. Okay. Yeah. What about apprehension?
Oh, I because I knew they would affect my food. Yeah, it's tough and hungry for a period of time.
Even our stomachs are like, you know, whenever we just make our lives miserable, just know, even if they aren't really high, you know. So how did you replace these out? What did you do intentionally, those things that you got rid of?
Screen day first, and that was the most from. Mm-hmm. I thought about things that I kind of need to spend some time really thinking. Don't, because I've always got an iPad, phone, and I did meditating on some things I normally time on.
I tell you, I really like what laziness.
Active
very much can relate to that. Mm-hmm. Nice thing in particular. So, I'm kind of always around them. Think about something else is really neat. Actually, I use the time to me that it was nice to think.
Is it easier to know that you missed that you weren't alone, and then get easier?
Sure. Even able they're eating.
Yeah, I think both. You have to do the food thing together. Cool to do the.
Where you fast and the other one take you out just to see what would be. That's a little bad. Well, so, and what if it was, how hard?
You just read about the 40 days. Tough.
40
days would be tough, so 40 days would be. And doing it alone, it would be much. It's like almost anything. Being someone who's frankly holding you a bit accountable is a good thing to do.
Yeah. You know, our relationships, they don't go very deep circles, but if you can find help you through these areas, I think that, you know, because we don't have to do it alone. Are there any scriptures, like, while you were doing this, or it was just kind of...
There would be one, but...
That's all right. I mean, it was...
That goes with this, yourself, take up your cross. And just the idea of general breaking your routine was the thing I probably took was, again, that's what we get in routines that do, and almost no matter what it is, it forces it.
Do you find how much do you break it?
I'd like to do the screen thing again.
Because I have heard that to yourself, oh, life is so much of that one brief moment you have. Because I know people in this, or they maybe want about it. What encouragement would you?
Well, I think doing the one day.
Yeah.
You know, start small.
And I'm like Jenny, I found the school because it felt like it, I will admit, it's about getting through the fast. Literally freeing up. I like that as well. I like the idea of time to focus on something else.
I appreciate y'all doing this for us. And not easy to come up here and talk about. Thank you very much. John and Jenny, thank you. Thank you. And from our members, I love that. He's in here. People who are very different from you as well. I like what you said. You know, typically when we think of food, and when you fast, I know typically when you fast them to do it, because I want to hear this, because I think that as a culture, so fast in Scripture, did you know that? And in Scripture. But it's practiced by a lot, and it's almost a given that with a disciple that you're going to fast. It says, but when you fast, people are already doing it, and that people are quite familiar with. As in the Scripture, he's not just talking about the temple thing, but he's deeper. What you're doing without is not a, but Jesus is doing, creating a dependence, shadows our basic. And John, I have food to know about. Certainly no one has brought him something to eat. They're always a little dense. I love that. Brought him something to eat is to do the will and to complete his work. How depend on God? How hungry? And when I think for fasting, I very real sense brings us hunger at the core. For some, so our lives with and anything hope, will, but not 1 Corinthians 6, it says not all things are beneficial, but I will not be dominated. Last part of that scripture, we're face to face with the hunger, or we begin to see, you see, fasting reveals those things. A lot of times we think about the thing, but when we feel it, all of a sudden everything. That's why typically it's a mind. And this is why Jesus didn't, he followed it up with, there is a cross to bear, a mission to accomplish. And when we open ourselves up to God, us with prayer, and can prayer and fasting, praise go together. Scripture has it all throughout. Killing yourself. There's fasting for others. Fasted for the life of his unborn child. Horrible king. The king of the northern, this is the man who's married to Jezebel. Fight him. And Ahab fasted, and it got God. God said, okay, look at him. Won't bring this calamity on him. Denying your to connect. So what I want to do is just as we might deny ourselves. When we think about this, we always start simply fast right off the bat. It's lunch, okay? Do without that time with Scripture, with time instead of doing it's productive. The second analogy, deny yourself for an evening without, instead fill it with prayer, fill it with something, focus you on the things of God. Technology control you. Food control you. The third one is, and yes, finally something I can get from work. What I mean, when you leave work, go home, be fully, find a way to your family today. Start smart, control you. Money, deny yourself spending money today or the week. Yes, deny yourself, say I'm not only on necessary, this is necessary. Does money control for me, y'all? Time, busyness. Say no to some, clear a whole day of appointment to really things that are important. This is not evils of the world. This is something up control. It means giving up. And we are not alone in this. We have God's people who, in Scripture, Moses, King, Elijah, the prophet, Daniel. We have this Paul, the apostle, not alone. Alone. Ask myself, is hold to my God. And I'm not just talking about Jesus. Give up control to God. God wants to do something with us and through us. And as we close this series, to continue to run will not give us satisfaction. Continue to chase those things. That sermon today with, but this is from the Voice translation. It says, if any of you my path yourself, cross every day, follow me. Danger and risk everything. Life and sake, then you're rescued, made whole and full. Do you want to be filled? Because he wants to fill. I'll be at the front. Anyway, this has been a good series. And let's praise God.